All right. Okay. Here's how we'll do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit it.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
San Francisco Giants have traded Camilo Duvall to the New York Yankees.
Done. Traded. It's 3:01, and we saw that cross at about 2:58 and change. So either Buster was listening to us cajole him with our taunts, or this thing was in place. It's now, we'll wait for the compensation. But, man, you called it yesterday. Duvall on the move, gonna be a something, and now he's gonna be a Yankee.
Yeah, we do not know the return yet. As soon as we get it to you, we will pass it along. I'm told, according to reports, it is not Aaron Judge.
Is it Arson Judge?
Possibly. Okay. John Heyman will tweet tomorrow about this deal. But anyway, Camilo Duvall is going to the Yankees. And yeah, what did I also mention to you right when we got here early this morning? I was like, if I'm Buster, the Duvall thing goes right to 3:00 because I don't have to trade him. So whatever you're offering me at 1:00, I'm waiting until 2:59, and then I'm going to call back and be like, how bad you want him? Because I don't need to give him up. So you better throw in another prospect, and there it is. Now, I'm a little bit surprised, and we'll see again, more deals could still come through. I'm a little surprised there was no Wilmer Flores, there was no Justin Verlander, there was no Mike Yastrzemski. Maybe there still will be. Duvall, though, is the one that would give you the biggest return.
Right.
And maybe that's what Buster Posey was totally focused on. And then here's my other reaction to this. Buster said, as of apparently Tuesday, the bullpen is open for business. And you pointed out this isn't a full-blown sell, and I'll tell you why I think you were partially right. It's a sell. But what did the Giants do? They only dealt from their strength. That's it. So in other words, the team that once upon a time was 12 games over 500 not that long ago still exists. Your bullpen's not as good, but you kind of can handle that a little bit. In theory, you have other people who can close, other people who have closed. You got another reliever from the Mets in return. And so you dealt only from your strength to bolster your farm system, but in theory maybe keep the rest of the team intact so that if there is a 6-game win streak next week, then, you know, who knows where the rest of the year goes.
And you've got a guy who you now can look at and say, all right, Randy Rodriguez, you're the closer. You're going to be our closer the rest of this year and hopefully for the next couple of 2-3 years to come. And, you know, Camilo Duvall was phenomenal a couple years ago when he was an all-star. Last year it got so uncomfortable he had to spend some time in the minors, and this year he's been mostly great. But you've got a player that you have a strength at that spot in the back end of the bullpen, so yeah, you look at your strength and you deal two relievers, and there may still be deals that cross here as the deadline has come and gone. Not everything officially reported yet, but you know, you take two of your core relievers and you send them out for help next year and hopefully in the future. Yankees, by the way, and the news broke from Jack Curry, the Yes Network, I had mentioned him before. The Yankees bullpen over the last 27 games, 6.38 ERA.
Yeah, no,
so the Yankees were a team desperate for this sort of help. So I would hope that Buster was able to get a really good haul for their closer.
So we do not know the return yet. But I will also let everybody know, at first glance, it's going to disappoint you because you're going to be like, who are they? So all you can do in these deals, and it's always funny to me, like we saw this yesterday, there were a lot of people that are like, wow, the Mets gave up a lot for the Giants. I even saw some people go, ooh, the Giants fleeced the Mets for the Tyler Rogers deal. I never heard of any of those guys, have you? And that doesn't mean that they're not going to be good, but it also, just because they're highly rated prospects, clearly does not mean that they will be any good. So I would think that the Giants were able to get a very nice return from a major organization in sending Camilo Duvall to the Yankees, but we're still waiting for that list and then kind of get an idea of where those people sat on the prospect list, what the experts think about those players, and then we'll be able to form some sort of an opinion. But It's very much like a draft where
I was just thinking that same thing.
We're not going to know the answer to whether or not this was a good deal until we get to much later in life.
And you go all the way back to the Carlos Beltran trade, where the Giants gave up Zach Wheeler, who at the time was, I think, a single-A pitcher, and he was their number one prospect. And you thought, all right, Beltran can help us now. And he played pretty well while he was there, but it didn't culminate in anything. And it took literally 7 or 8 years for Wheeler to become that dude.
Exactly.
And so
exactly.
You couldn't really judge the trade in the immediate aftermath.
You ready for this?
Yeah, you got a smirk on.
Well, this is a different little quirk. It's not a new deal. I do think we're getting now to 306. It's unlikely you're going to hear any more deals. After the buzzer deal that came out was Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton's going to go to the Tigers. Okay, whatever. So it looks like just Doval as far as the Giants deals today. We're waiting on the return. But we did just get news on the return for Dustin May to the Red Sox. And you joked that either Kyle Harrison or
Jordan Hicks
would be in the deal. Well, they're not. But guess who is? James Tibbs.
Tibbs?
It was the Giants' first-round draft pick, who many would argue was actually the guy that the Red Sox were really after. I mean, Harrison for sure, too. But James Tibbs, the most recent Giants draft pick who went to Boston in the Devers deal, is a Dodger.
Man, he's a Dodger.
So as Lucas just whispered to me, you know how this ends, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah. So Tibbs will be batting fifth and hitting 42 home runs for the Dodgers next year.
And Tibbs was taken, was he not this draft, but last draft, right?
Yeah,
last year's draft.
Yeah. And was 24, right? 24,
and was that still when Farhan Zaidi was presiding over the draft?
It was.
And Farhan Zaidi, I believe, is with the Los Angeles Dodgers. In some capacity?
In some capacity he is.
So yes. There you have it. This one reeks of Farhan Zaidi saying, hey guys, if we're dealing with Boston, there's this guy Tibbs. I call him Tibbsy. Let's see if we can get old Tibbsy, who did get up to double A.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Farhan's not calling shots in L.A.
He's not calling shots, but he's got a voice.
Right, but he's a first-round draft pick. It's not like the other teams don't know who this guy is. This guy's going to be widely scouted over the last handful of years of his life. And he's a nice prospect. He's a nice prospect. And he's a Dodger.
I mentioned it before.
I don't yike it.
I know. It's a Farhan special.
I don't yike it at all.
Well, and you never really got to know Tibbs to where he was a forever Giant. But yeah, the Dodgers getting your number one pick. But you got Rafi Devers out of the deal, so there you have it.
All right. We are apparently closing in on the return from the Yankees to the Giants for Camilo Doval. The Yankees traded, again, these are just going to be names. We'll start studying on who they are. But the Giants got four players in return, and we only know three of the names. Jesus Rodriguez, Parks Harbor.
Oh, I love him. I mean, immediately.
I can't even get through it. Okay. Tristan Vreeling and someone else.
Okay.
All right. So now we all hurry to go with the Yankees top prospect list and find out where these guys sit on the prospect list. None of them are in the top five, none of them are in the top 10.
Parks Harbor, a Georgia kid. Buster obviously feeling those ties. He's been playing high A, his second year in the minors. So
Vreeling is their 19th prospect, a right-handed pitcher at Double A. Jesus Rodriguez is a Triple A, wait for it, catcher slash third baseman.
Okay.
I don't know that I've ever seen that before, but he is a Triple A. 23-year-old catcher slash third baseman. I don't see the third name. I don't see Parks. Well, what'd you say about Parks Harbor? What does he do for a living?
He's a first baseman, third baseman. He's a single A.
Single A. Okay,
a,
so he's a young guy.
Kid out of Georgia. He played, I think, 3 or 4 years collegiately at Georgia.
All right, and then we don't know yet the name of the fourth player. But the Giants get four players. But at this point, without knowing who the one other player is, you only see two in the top 30 on their prospect list, and they're at number 19 and number 25.
And just looking at Jesus Rodriguez and his fielding log, he's played, confirming, every position except shortstop.
Oh.
He's the only position he hasn't played is short. Across minors, 97 games at third, 157 as catcher. And I'm going to look and see if he's Pudge's kid.
A catcher. Because
he looks a lot like Pudge Rodriguez.
A catcher, you say.
A catcher, you say.
Buster Posey acquired a catcher.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In AAA this year.
Does he hit?
AAA, Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. He is hitting .317.
So he hits.
With how many home? Five homers? Yeah. An OPS of .839.
So he's a catcher.
Uh-huh.
And he hits.
Uh-huh. What's your point?
Kind of like the guy who acquired him.
He was a catcher.
And he hits.
And he also hit.
He hit. You're the Giants don't have one of those. I don't know if you've noticed that. They don't have one of those.
I think Kisner deserves more of a chance.
How's this guy's framing?
How's his framing?
I can tell you about his frame.
Take a look at his framing.
5'10", 208.
He's a little
in the squat.
Strong base.
He is Pudge.
I'm going to see if he's related to Pudge. Just looking at his picture, I'm not saying that he's Pudgy, but he looks a little like Pudge. That's all right. I'm going to say.
We
got some Googling to do.
We sure do. And we also have some listening to do because Buster Posey and Zach Manassian, the general manager of the Giants and the president of baseball operations, are scheduled to speak shortly, and we will carry it live. Remember, Pudge Rodriguez's son already played for the Giants. His name is Derek Rodriguez. He was a pitcher. Remember that just a few years ago.
Okay.
I do not think that this kid is Pudge Rodriguez's son.
That's a shame.
It does not. It appears he only had one son, and he already played for the Giants, so we're done with that.
Okay.
All right. We are still waiting on more of the return, but Camilo Doval is a Yankee. Four new players, farmhands in theory, coming to the Giants, although one name we are still trying to find out. So we will have that for you shortly.